Welcome to Kathleen Can Do It, the DIY podcast celebrating the fun and fails of doing it yourself. I'm Kathleen Martin.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney. And we're just two Kathleens sharing our creative juice love.
Ew, that's weird. In this episode, we're discussing six ways to stay creative when you are feeling blah or uninspired.
How dare you call me weird, Kathleen?
No, you're not weird. Creative juice love is weird.
So in full disclosure, we were supposed to be recording an episode today about painting upholstered furniture. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is something that I'm always seeing on Instagram or Pinterest. People are like, if you have an ugly couch, just paint it.
It opens up a lot of possibilities of rescuing more ugly chairs from Facebook.
I love the idea of sustainability and like not throwing away something just because you don't like the cover of it or the color of it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Kathleen and I started to do the testing and we were like, we need a full 2 weeks to give our listeners actual useful information that's not like slap a coat of paint on it and call it a day. Like, will this piece of furniture actually be useful? Will the color transfer to your clothes? Yada, yada, yada.
You're so kind to say that we did the testing. You did the testing. I didn't do anything.
It's okay.
And I'm like, I didn't paint anything.
Yeah, but you're going to paint it this week. Like, I'm working on an ottoman and a chair. I think the point of this podcast, Kathleen, I don't know about you, like everything I do in my life, DIY, my goal is always to make sure that I'm not spending more money doing the project than I would be if I just went out and bought something new.
That happens often.
It happens so often and I'm actively fighting against it in the DIY community. Like, don't tell me to like paint a chair and then go out and buy $150 worth of products that I don't already have in my house laying around, you know?
Right. Then you could just buy a different chair instead.
Yeah.
Totally true. I have a small velvet ottoman in my living room. It's good because it's a storage ottoman.
Yeah.
So when in doubt, put the crap in there. But I don't love the color. So
yeah.
I've been thinking about what color I want to do. I think I might do two-tone.
Oh.
It's round. It's like a little cylinder.
Yeah, and it's got like a top that comes off.
Mm-hmm, with a gold base. So I was thinking it could be cool to do like half pink, half orange, and you could rotate it, whichever one's up front.
Oh, that is so smart. Okay, so this is what we have in store for you next week.
Woohoo!
But today, it's a really good day to just touch upon ways to stay creative in your life. And we came up with a list of six ways to stay creative. When you need inspiration, Kathleen, or you feel like you just need a little bit of an outlet in your life, like what is your go-to?
I have a list of potential hobbies like a mile long. So I just love looking at what other people are doing. And then I add it to the list.
Like what? What was the last cool thing you saw on Instagram?
Rug tufting. It's when you have a piece of canvas on a wooden frame. It's upright. So you have to buy a tufting gun. It's a special little machine handheld and it shoots the yarn into the fabric, any design you want. So people sketch out cool designs. They shoot it in, totally custom.
Ooh, shooting. That sounds dangerous. So if you're going to make a tufted rug, would you actually put it on the floor? Because that's your blood, sweat, and tears. Or would you hang it on the wall like a tapestry?
I would put it on the floor because my bathroom needs a specific teeny tiny mat and I can't find it and I would love to make my own.
Oh, you could make a pattern first.
I know.
Oh my, that is a really good idea.
And it could be like a blob,
it's
right?
Like, yeah.
You don't see a lot of blob rugs.
I love blob rugs. Is making tufted blob rugs the new sewing your own curtains?
It is. Anything. See, then, but my mind instantly is like, then I can sell them and then I'll be rich. No. Just
no,
for fun.
No, keep this just for you.
You're right. I've been thinking this is something I think a lot of people can relate to when you get married or when you have kids or maybe you have a really busy job. It's easy to get lost in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have a hobby that's just for you.
Yeah.
It's your little special time. No one can talk to you or bother you. And it becomes kind of like sacred.
Mm-hmm. I like looking at the projects that other people are doing on Instagram, like you, especially DIYers or woodworkers, and then breaking down in a graphic chart.
Oh my gosh.
Like what components you like, what tools you need, how they did it, what skills I would have to learn to make the product that they made. It's so nerdy, but that's how I get inspired.
I'm just laughing because I imagine so much time goes into the dissection of that hobby, and then you never do the hobby.
You are 100% correct on that one. So I was talking to my friend Kirsten, who listens to this podcast, and she called me up and she's like, listening to you and Kathleen talk about all sorts of fun DIY projects on the podcast, it made me realize that I need a creative outlet in my life again.
That's cool.
And she's like, you know, I'm getting into sewing. And I'm like, that's so weird because I'm asking for a sewing machine for my birthday. And we just had this long conversation about the ways in which staying creative, no matter what your job is, even if you work in a creative field, like tapping into other creative endeavors that is purely a hobby, how it can make you feel alive again.
Yes. And I want to say a hobby that you do not have to monetize.
Yeah.
I think in this day and age, well, maybe it's just me, but all the time I start something, I'm like, then how can I sell it? And how can I make money?
Yeah.
And then it can rob it of its joy.
Uh-huh.
So how do you have something that's just for you, a fun creative outlet, a fun hobby that doesn't have to have a super productive sales oriented end goal?
Yeah. I used to think that I wanted to do freelance illustration. I love drawing. It's like one of my greatest pleasures. And during the pandemic, I got my first illustration client and I did a project for them. And that was it. I never wanted to do it again because it wasn't fun with a deadline and it wasn't fun sticking to somebody else's parameters. And sure, by all means, if I create something I like and I want to put it on a tote bag or something, I'll sell it. But that's totally different than being a contractor for a company.
I have learned I'm not good with having clients.
Yeah.
I want to do what I want to do. That's why I don't pursue interior design for others.
Yeah.
Because once you add in the client, it makes it scary and stressful. And I get measurements wrong. Yeah. What if I don't like it for them? Or what if they don't like it, God forbid?
Yes. Mm-mm.
Interior design is just for me and then inspiring others to do it for themselves.
If you're listening to this and you've been holding back on tapping into something creative or learning a new skill because there's so much pressure out there to monetize everything that you do, and you don't want to do something because, you know, it's quote unquote a waste of money, and how are you going to make that money back? Like, just give yourself permission to learn a new skill, to take a new class, try something creative without putting pressure on yourself to share your work on Instagram or to sell it on Etsy.
And you don't even have to be good too. You can learn a new skill and be bad at it and still really enjoy it.
So I copied you, Kathleen. I signed up for a pottery making class.
I love it. Here for it.
Well, tell us a little bit more about like what you like about pottery, because I feel like off the mic, you talk to me a lot about it, but I don't think you've ever really talked about taking pottery on this podcast.
So what I like about pottery is it's kind of magical because it's dirt. It's earth. It's something that comes from the ground. And through your own hands, you either turn it into something functional like mugs, or you turn it into something decorative. It's adding to the style and uniqueness of my home.
Yeah.
And I mean it with my hands, and it's cool.
Let's get to the list of six ways that people can stay creative in their lives.
Okay. Number one, join a group of creative people.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, in person, Facebook, Reddit. Don't understand Reddit.
Reddit, for me, I find is a great way to tap into creative resources because there is always going to be someone out there who's better at something than you are.
What is Reddit?
Reddit is just reddit.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you make a profile.
Okay.
And there are communities that you can join for like all sorts of creative interests and creative resources, like Photoshop tips.
Mm.
I'm sure that they have one on ceramics.
Yeah. Oh.
Fine art painting.
What?
Illustration.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Website building, graphic design, everything creative. There's a community on Reddit.
No way. I thought it was just gossip.
No, it's definitely not just gossip.
Okay.
So I'm in communities for illustrators, right? Where illustrators are like, hey, I just did this piece of work. What would you do differently? And then there's advanced people and there's beginner people. And people ask advice. Love that. There's definitely one for DIY home improvement that I'm a part of that I have posted questions in the past and gotten solid answers.
Ooh, I gotta check that out. Something else that falls under step number one, I would say, is having conversations with other creative people.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like we don't talk to each other enough. I mean, not you and me. We talk to each other a lot. But like, you know, other creative people in our lives.
They say you're a mix of the five people you surround yourself with the most. So you and I are clones.
Yeah, we are. Actually, we are in so many ways. The more I learn about you, I'm like, this is weird.
And then we just need to pick really good, you know, four other people.
Last summer, when you and I went to the Haven Conference, which we're speaking at this year, you met a bunch of people there that you and I are both now in a huge, giant Instagram chat group with. And always going in there and seeing what other DIY creators are talking about, that sparks my juices.
In any field, if you can surround yourself with people who are doing what you want to do, it's really good.
Something I'm really interested in making, a handful of things. I'm really interested in making concrete tiles, like giant concrete pavers for outdoors that you can make walkways with.
Cool.
I was just watching this show on the Magnolia Network called In With The Old. Mm-hmm. Instead of In With The New, Out With The Old. And there was a couple in Utah and they were taking an old store. I don't know.
It's always Utah.
It's always Utah. You know what? All the episodes blend together, but this couple were hand mixing and casting their own custom concrete tiles for their bathroom.
Oh, is it Mandy from Vintage Revivals?
Oh, yes, yeah, the Mercantile.
Yeah.
How do you know about that? Do you follow her?
Yeah, I met her at the Meridian Experience.
Oh my God, you met Mandy? That was such a good episode on In With The Old.
It's when I went to the Meridian Experience in Seattle. You and I are going this year.
We are.
It's another design influencer conference, but you could be an interior designer. It's multi-hyphenate.
Yes, you could be sort of any sort of creator, kind
of. Yeah. So last year I was getting breakfast and she was at the coffee shop.
Oh.
And we walked over to the conference together. So I had 10 minutes to pick her brain and just get really great advice. She was super friendly.
I got to give you my Discovery Plus login so you can watch her episode.
I actually didn't even know she had a show.
Yeah, she had one episode on In With The Old.
It's like
a compilation type home decor show. She literally cast all of her own concrete tiles for her bathroom and she was able to dye the concrete. So she did custom colors. And I just think that that is the coolest thing ever because tiles are expensive. Mm-hmm. And also I have so much pride when I make something with my hands.
Yeah.
So that's something that I'm interested in doing. I'm interested in creating paper mache lighting fixtures.
Yes. Yes. I so want to try that. I think they could be really cool. One of a kind.
Yeah.
And we were thinking maybe we'll start offering tutorials where we'll get together, Kathleen and I, and people can watch and follow along.
Yeah. DIY classes.
Yeah, exactly. And then it'll be saved and you can refer back to it.
Mm-hmm. We could do it. We could all get together. If you're listening to this, do it on Zoom together.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to each other. Spend, a certain amount of time doing a project, being creative. Let us know if you're interested in that.
Yeah, definitely. Let us know.
I really want to create lampshades.
Yeah. Something that I'm interested in learning more about from you and we could do a class in is box trim.
Oh, man. Box trim is sexy.
It is. It really takes a room up a notch.
It does. I want to learn how to do hand embroidery. Like, okay, next week we're doing an episode on painting furniture, but you know when you see those chairs at Anthropology where there are decorative chairs and they come in all these cool colors, but then there's all of these like hand embroidered flowers and peacocks and it's really intricate stuff on the chair. I would love to be able to do that with an old chair. I feel like that would really... I was just about to say you could sell it. That's not what this episode is about. But just like things that take time that you can put in your home and pass them down from generation to generation, I think is a really cool way to just like fill your creative soul.
Yes.
Another way that I like to kind of boost my creative juices.
Not this again.
Getting a good night's sleep. That's how I boost my juices. I know I have to stop saying juices. I'm so sorry.
No, that's completely true. A bad night's sleep can ruin everything. So we want to shout out the sponsor of this episode. cozy earth.
Yeah, because you can't do anything without a good night's sleep.
Okay, talking about sleep, we have worked with Cozy Earth for a little bit over a month now.
Yeah.
Yesterday mm-hmm. or Sunday, whatever day it was, mm-hmm. wash day, was the first time I put on other sheets other than Cozy Earth.
How dare you?
Such a bad decision. I immediately regretted it because nothing is as soft as the bamboo sheet set from Cozy Earth.
And you know what? They have baby gifts too.
I know. You told me that. I did not realize that.
Like, what a nice gift to give somebody as a baby shower gift. Mm-hmm. I love giving gifts that people wouldn't think of to buy themselves, because you can go to any baby store and be like, I don't know, I'll get you like another cotton onesie, but a baby blanket from Cozy Earth is really special.
That's something they'll have forever. Yeah. And the baby can grow up with it mm-hmm. because it's such high quality. It's going to last.
I mean, Oprah backs Cozy Earth. Oprah's put a variety of different Cozy Earth items, like their sheet set and some of their joggers and their towels and a whole bunch of other things on her favorite things list for the past 4 years.
Yeah, year after year, she keeps coming back for more.
And if you have a masculine person in your life that you have to buy for, sometimes I don't know what to buy for my husband or my brother. I'm like, I don't know. You guys have everything. Cozy Earth sheet sets come in these really handsome colors for people who don't like the color white.
My mom actually just told me that she's going to buy a set for my dad for his birthday.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, it comes in not only in the white, you and I both have the color white, but it comes in moss, which is like this really pretty olivey green, navy, dark gray, light gray, khaki, and of course, ivory.
Can I tell you one more thing that I totally want from Cozy Earth?
Oh, yeah. Please do.
I really want the short sleeve bamboo pajama set because bamboo sheets and then bamboo pajamas, you don't know where the bamboo ends and it's just all night softness.
Like sleeping inside of a chiffon cake.
But for real, I have been trying to elevate my sleepwear instead of just old high school t-shirts. Mm-hmm. So I really like this as short sleeve because I'm a hot sleeper.
Yeah.
So it's a short sleeve set with the shorts. So it's perfect.
Can I tell you about my experience with my Cozy Earth robe? Mm-hmm. Ordered it for myself, present to myself. The fabric, that bamboo knit, is like silky kisses all over my body. Is that, I know it's a weird thing to say. It is. Kathleen, you're talking about you want the pajamas. I'm giving you a preview of what it's like.
Wow.
It just kisses all the right spots.
Okay, Kathleen, Mrs. PG.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That does sound very nice.
Cozy Earth has something for everybody.
And you have a full 100 days to return or exchange. That's a great guarantee.
They're having a really big sale right now, but Kathleen and I have a code that mm-hmm. gives you more percentage off than the site-wide sale. Get 35% off anything at CozyEarth.com. All you have to do is use the code Kathleen.
Again, that's 35% off site-wide when you use the code Kathleen at CozyEarth.com. Okay, back to ways to be creative.
Number two on the list is, if you're feeling like you're drained right now and you need something creative to fill your soul, I say carry around an idea notebook or use the notes on your phone, because every time an idea pops into my head, I put it in my phone in a note list that I have, because when I'm like, I don't know what to do. What do I do now? I have no idea. I go back and I look at that notebook and I'm like, oh, here's an idea of something cool that I could do.
No, I think that's a good idea. As somebody who is artistic and visual, I get frustrated by my own handwriting and that the pages or the words will be ugly.
Kathleen.
Like, I feel like, why do I write like a freaking child and yeah. this page is ugly and I don't even want to write down the idea.
You're so silly. Okay, let's talk about Create Academy. What did we sign up for a couple months ago and we never even used it?
Molly Mann's block printing course.
Yeah.
Looks amazing. Everything she does is stunningly beautiful. And I get that creative urge where it will be overwhelming and I'm like, I need this now.
Yeah.
And then you buy it. And then that urge passes.
Yeah, the online courses. So number three on our list is tap into online resources. If you live in a place that's remote and you want to take a course and maybe you don't have like a local pottery studio, just because of where you live or whatever, or maybe time constraints, you need to do courses on your own time. Skillshare is something that I subscribe to, a yearly subscription, and I use it quite a lot. And I share the subscription with all my friends. So if ever they're like, Kathleen is always late when we hang out, I want to be like, remember that time I gave you my Skillshare subscription login for free?
I just had a sad sigh because during quarantine, I paid for Skillshare for a year and I did not open it once.
Kathleen,
what is my problem?
I have learned so many cool things on Skillshare. A lot of times I'll invite my niece over. She's really into drawing and we'll open up a new Skillshare class. Sometimes we just learn about like perspective drawing and you could learn all sorts of stuff on Skillshare.
Why didn't I?
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you my login.
Trouble following through, I think. I think it's just like ideas are like, boop, boop, blah, 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 and then to execute them is hard.
Oh, that is why you got to write them down and then come up with a plan. This is exactly why we're doing this episode.
Maybe I'll start with a Skillshare on handwriting. Yeah. So then I can write better ideas in my notebook.
Skillshare, Create Academy, domestica.org. That's another great one. Masterclass. I'm telling you, all of the thousands of dollars that I spent on continuing education after I graduated, you could get the same exact skills for like $150 yearly subscription to some of these programs that I got, you know, going to all these fancy schools. Like the resources out there online for you are so amazing.
True.
I have a friend and she is a product designer. And when I was sort of like figuring out how I was going to work for myself, I tapped into her a lot. We had a lot of conversations about like the tools and stuff that she uses. She taught me a lot. I recently reached out to her the other day and I was like, you're an amazing illustrator. You could design patterns. Here's how you do it. Because last year I took a pattern making course.
Yeah, no, that is cool. And we love patterns. So to come up with your own, and then there's so many resources, you could get those printed. You can make your own wallpaper.
Yeah.
You can make your own pillowcases, whatever.
And you don't even have to sell it. Just like come up with your own pattern and then make wallpaper for your house. There are companies that you just upload your design to after you take a pattern making course. And then someone walks into your foyer and is like, oh my God, this wallpaper is amazing. You're like, thanks, I designed it. And they're like, wow, I can't believe you did that. Can I buy it from you? And then you're a millionaire.
I was going to say the same thing. And flash forward, you're a millionaire.
Ooh, I would like to take a class on that. How to become a millionaire quickly.
Oh, there's lots of classes on that.
Masterclass is another great resource for creative learning.
Yes.
And a lot of times I'll watch a class that has nothing to do with technically like what I work in. I watch the Shonda Rhimes script making class, but just listening to somebody else that works in a creative field talk about what they do, yeah, I feel like can really feed your soul.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Online challenges. I know a lot of DIYers last month, Kathleen, they were doing furniture flip February or something.
I saw a finish Friday, finishing projects.
Yeah, finishing projects on Friday. I love those online challenges that you can, even if you don't participate in them, like start following those hashtags.
One room challenge got my kitchen from disgusting to 80%. It took two challenges, two separate years.
Yeah.
Still not done, but a challenge really gets your butt moving.
Yeah. The one room challenge I started last fall for my kitchen, definitely not done with that. Maybe I'll have to join the spring one.
That's what I did.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like it's an 8-week timeline. And then you tap into the hashtag one room challenge and then you can follow along with all these other people. It's a great way to make friends when you're learning a new skill or trying to be more creative. We touched upon this before, but like try an in-person class.
Yeah, it does make a difference if possible.
I am excited for pottery, but I've also taken illustration classes in person. I've taken calligraphy classes in person.
Me too.
I took a card making class in person, like a Christmas card making class, which was super fun. There are so many different classes that you can take in person.
Sometimes just one night, which is fun. It's just like a different activity. You could do it with a girlfriend or a partner.
So like your local art museum, your local community center.
Yeah. And depending on your age, if you are a senior citizen listening to this podcast, a lot of times you can audit classes at a community college for free and you don't even have to pay.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea. And creative podcasts. We don't have to tell you about how to access podcasts if you're listening to this, but some of my favorites are Creative Pep Talk by Andy J. Pizza. Love him. Mm-hmm. I love Creator Club. I love this other one called Social Media Marketing, which is creative to me. I don't know if it's creative to you. but Kathleen, do you listen to any like creative podcasts?
I don't. I'm looking at this list like, oh my God.
You need to start. You need to get on that. I'm telling you, when we're driving to meet up with each other, I'm like listening to, there's another podcast about Pinterest trends that I'm really into. It really gets my juices flowing.
I listen to the news.
Yeah.
And like weird stuff. I don't know.
So if you want us to work on something, or if you want advice on a specific hobby that you're trying to get into, let us know. Truly.
Yeah. If you join our Facebook group, I would say that's probably the best way to tap directly to us and other DIYers, because our inbox gets all crazy.
Yeah.
Or voicemails. Those are another just total direct line to us.
Yeah. We got a voicemail last week that was like, Kathleen's, please do epoxy countertops.
Done.
Yeah. And so Kathleen and I, because you left that voicemail, we sat down and we made a list of all the projects that we're going to do in the spring. And epoxy countertops is on there.
Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to effing do it.
Yeah, you have like one countertop left in your kitchen.
Sometimes I don't know what my problem is, that I can look at something for now 8 months and I'm like, just do it. Because do you have this battle of like on the weekend, you want to be super productive and you want to do all your projects, but then you're also like, I deserve rest.
Yeah.
And I want to watch TV.
What is something else that you're thinking about working on in the future?
Okay, this is a must do, and we made some progress this weekend, my husband and I. We are renovating the upstairs of our house, the whole upstairs.
Yeah.
It is gutted. We were getting stuck on the permit process.
Oh.
And what the town needed, and they needed like elevation drawings and stuff. And
I don't even know what that means.
We couldn't figure it out. So we just Googled, and by we, I mean Brian did. I didn't do it. He Googled New Jersey construction plan person.
Yeah.
Someone came to the house, you know, went over the measurements, and they're just going to do the drawings for us that we need to submit to the town. And I think we talk about this a lot. If it is bigger than your capabilities or desires, see if you can hire that part out. Because we did all the gut renovation. We did all the hard, dirty work.
Yeah.
Brian's a carpenter. He knows how to put it back together. We just didn't know how to do the permit.
The permit drawing. Wait, so that's funny that you say that, because 2 years ago, when I was renovating my mom's house, I said, we need to rip out the steps in front of your house. Mm-hmm. They're too small. I looked up what the town needed in order to like figure out what the dimensions of the new steps needed to be. And I drew it myself on my iPad.
Yeah.
We submitted it and it was all fine.
Way to go. See?
Yeah.
You never know what you're capable of.
And it wasn't a very technical thing. It was just something that saved us a buttload of money.
Yeah.
Anyway, 6 ways to stay creative. Are you feeling more creative after this conversation, Kathleen?
I'm just thinking of all the things. Yeah. All the things I want to do. And I just got to follow through with them.
Yeah, well, it's okay. We can follow through together and slowly, because DIY, unlike some people make it look on Instagram, doesn't happen overnight.
No, slow and steady wins the race, and your house won't fall down that way.
That's right. Follow this podcast at Kathleen Can Do It on everything. And you can follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
You can follow me, Kathleen Martin, at Create a Colorful Life. You can join our Facebook group, search Kathleen Can Do It, DIY and Design. There's a page and a group. Find the group.
Yes. It's also linked in our story highlights right on our Instagram page. And we have a phone number. Our phone number is
201-378-3378.
Yeah, let us know what you're working on, what you want us to investigate for you.
Any creative topics or activities you plan on doing?
Yeah. By all means, let us know. We are here to serve you. And don't forget, if Kathleen can do it, you can do it too. How many times do you think I can say juices in one podcast?
Too many.